The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for June 11th. Today's word is abrogate, spelled A-B-R-O-G-A-T-E. Abrogate is a verb that means to abolish by authoritative action, to annul. It can also mean to treat as non-existent. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Washington Post by Scott Kastner. U.S. deterrence in the Taiwan Strait used to resemble U.S. deterrence elsewhere. Washington had a formal alliance with the Republic of China and stationed troops in Taiwan. But the United States abrogated the alliance treaty when it broke official ties with the Republic of China in 1979. If you can't simply wish something out of existence, the next best thing might be to propose it away. That's more or less what abrogate lets you do, etymologically speaking at least. Abrogate comes from the Latin root rogare, which means to propose a law, and ab meaning from or away. We won't propose that you try to get away from the fact that rogare is also an ancestor in the family tree of words like prerogative and interrogate. Abrogate first appeared in English as a verb in the 16th century. It was preceded by an adjective sense meaning annulled or cancelled, which is now obsolete. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.